Jason Adams, a man who likes doing his research, and he's a man who likes doing his form as well. And I'm sure he'll have a winner for us this weekend. How are you, Jace?
Michael, I'm well, and sort of almost feel like I'm recovering after such a big week of racing last week. Horsham Cup last Friday night, long way out, long way home, but big performance by Fernando Field to win that. And we loom up to another big week of feature racing, plenty to sink the teeth into.
What's your highlight this weekend?
My highlight will probably be launching Pat Heaps at Sandown tomorrow night. I mean, the series has sort of built itself up as the one where it's the premier series for young and emerging greyhounds coming through the ranks. We've seen some dead set stars over the years come through it. So I'd say that's probably the highlight from, well, personally, at least from what's coming up over the next few days.
Okay. There's an interesting meeting at Healesville. He's going to join us very, very soon. We'll be covering. Tell us about what's happening at Healesville today.
Yeah, we've actually just lobbed at Healesville. The weather's terrible, so hopefully the rain can hold up shortly, because it's an important racing program for the weather to be as good as it can be, because we've got heats of the Emerald. So if anyone's not familiar with the format of the Emerald, there is 8 heats of 4 dog fields, and there was about 50-odd nominations come in. So the best of the best are going around up the straight today. So the fastest 8 throughout these heats of the Emerald. So that is not the 8 heat winners. That is the fastest from all of the 8 heats progress to the final next week. So some absolute straight track rockets featuring today. Heat 1, a really good clash between Verdi, the Thompson camp, who are just winning everything at the moment, and maybe yesterday, who had a great battle with, and many of them, with Unleashed Kalinda. So now Unleashed Kalinda's on the sidelines. It's maybe yesterday's chance to take out a feature race like this. Spot Fox goes around in heat 3. He's a greyhound that I've been bullish on for a period of time, and it doesn't seem that the city track suit him to the ground, but I think at Healesville today, he's a massive chance to show us what he's made of. And then in the final heat, a good clash between Plaintiff, who, look, great story behind him. He was a finalist and ran well in the 2022 Melbourne Cup, and he's had a major injury. He's returned from that. He's going quite well, and he makes another sharp one in my Magic Men. So it's a unique series, the Emerald. I think it's a popular one. It certainly excites me as to not only the format, but the type of greyhound that's on offer and throughout the series. So looking forward to seeing how it all unfolds this afternoon.
All right. So just recap those ones that we need to be watching and backing today at Healesville.
Well, the two clashes we probably take most interest in from a racing point of view, Heat 1, Verdi, and maybe yesterday. The final heat, Plaintiff and my Magic Man, but the one that I'd surround from a tipping point of view probably lines up in heat 3, Spot Fox. I think, I'm not sure what price he is. He's about probably 220 or somewhere around that mark. I just think for a greyhound like him, where when we've seen him on the two-turn tracks and one-turn tracks, he needs that room to really balance up and then go through the gears. So I think Healesville's absolutely right up his alley, and this series is something that Des Dowchy's trainer would have concentrated on for a period of time.
All right, we will put a big circle around those ones today. And then over in WA, we've got the Perth Cup this Saturday night.
Yeah, we do, and it's really Victorian dominated after the heats that we saw last Saturday night. So Trooper Tears has come up the favourite for this one, and the box sure's thrown a massive spanner in the works, because now we know Transponder's a star of the sport, and every time he goes around, we concentrate on what his racing habits are, which are moving to the centre part of the track. So he's got box 2. Trooper Tears has 1, which naturally would suit him to the ground. He wants to do exactly the same thing. So those two are going to be pushing off. You're going to have one like Sunset Frazier, who's an up-and-coming local, jump from box 6. He's got pace. He wants to get down to the rail. So I sense there's going to be a fair bit happening towards the inside part of that field early. And I think that suits Mapunga Shine. He's $12. He's drawn box 7. His form from outside draws is pretty impressive, and we know what he's capable of when he gets it all right, having won the Silver Chief on Phoenix Night late last year. So I think the way the draws played out, he represents some terrific value. So he'll jump from box 7 in that Perth Cup this Saturday night at Cannington.
All right, we'll be following that. You enjoy Healesville today, Jace, and enjoy the distillery on the way home.
100%. Stop off. Might sneak in a couple of pies as well.
Good on you, mate. Jason Adams joining us there with all the latest on greyhound racing.